Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan as we move into hour number 8 of the 12th annual Peace-a-thon live from RJ Dukes in McKinney. And right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors and Bobby Belt, who is here, and Kyle Yeomans. What's up, Kyle?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Pretty good, man. How the heck are you?
I'm good. I want to decipher what the heck happened going into break there and what was going on, because I was listening on the Odyssey app and somebody said It's about to get worse. Was that in reference to me or Bobby? I just want to clarify that.
No. Right. No. That's
the Derek Holland effect.
It's in reference to Bobby Belt now being here.
You.
So yeah.
I would never say that
about
you.
You're fine.
You know, Derek, like halfway stuffed me the other day at like a Moxie's. Me and my wife were having dinner, and I walked over to say hi, and he like gave me a look like he had never seen me before in my life, and so I just kept on going.
Wow!
I'm not gonna say anything.
What's your deal, Derek?
That is so.
Why is everybody going at me?
Not Derek Holland, but I
because you
see
won't go at anybody else. Apparently,
yes. I need to start throwing haymakers back at people.
Well, he's happy to have you today, Kyle. I will say that he's very happy to have you. Hey, let's look ahead. Let's look ahead to this football game tomorrow, because this
stop. Is, no,
let's not look
no.
ahead to the football
Kyle,
game tomorrow.
Kyle, this is a lie. He's going to pretend like he cares about the football game, but what he really wants you to tell him is that Post Malone and Taylor Swift might do a collaboration at halftime. So all of these questions were just a setup to get to that question.
I think we lost him.
Okay. We
lost him.
You can ask me.
Yeah.
No.
God, Bobby.
What am I here for not to participate? Jeez.
Bobby's like, you can ask me. Hey, all right. Well, I actually had real football questions there, but I appreciate that Kevin
knows.
You
see how I thought.
Just
ask me the Taylor Swift question.
Yeah, do you think that Taylor Swift will step onto the stage with Posty?
I don't actually know. Nope. I'm not sure. I don't work for the Cowboys, and they don't share that information with me.
Why would you even tell me to ask?
Because I just wanted to
be part of the segment.
You were
going
to ask the question. I wanted you to be able to ask the questions you wanted to get.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
You're
that.
Welcome.
See, that's one of the things I've always appreciated out of Bobby, is that he wants to participate and be helpful. He wants what's best for you, is what he's always said. So, Bobby, did you see we got a helmet from McKinney ISD?
I did.
Actually, that's McKinney High.
So you had texted me a photo of that. I was not sure which school it was from. It was like turned to the side so I couldn't see where it was from, but that is a beautiful helmet.
Yeah.
I love it. And this is a beautiful store.
Yes.
Holy cow. I'm overwhelmed. But I was about to ask you, Hagee, and then we were coming back on the air. I was about to ask you, like, what's the best pack of cards for me to buy?
Oh, for you? So probably more on budgetary.
No. What is that about? Oh, because I am out of contract. That's right. I got out
Holy
of contract
crap,
on Friday. That was
dude.
My last day under contract. So Hagee, which one would you point to and say is the best one for me? That's just a factual statement. Which one of these is best for me, would you say?
to get back with you on that, Bobby.
I was going to buy it for you to. I was going to buy it for you to pop on the air. That's what y'all call it, right? Breaking.
Yeah, we're going to break. All right, we've got Kyle back. Thank God to save us, Kyle. See, I don't know if you heard any of that while you were gone. That's what we meant by it's going to get worse. So thank you for being back.
Yeah, when I was crackling up, I guess, in the last part there where the connection was going in and out, I was actually saying I was completely joking, and I appreciate Derek and Bobby, so I was trying to, like, turn it around and be, like, joking about it. And then I heard the whole question about Taylor Swift.
This is the Cowboys not wanting that question answered.
Jerry tapped in.
You know what? I'm going to text Kyle. We're going to have to turn our attention to Bobby now.
It's just not our day today.
Robert? Throw him on the Zoom. Throw him the Zoom.
Oh, yeah. Come on the Zoom. Okay. Well, shut up. Shut up. I know what you're going to say. Shut up. I know what you're going to say about that.
Throw that one out there for us. Ouch.
You want to try one more time with this?
Yeah.
All right, Kyle. I'm going to ask you a real football question. How do you think the Cowboys' offense can square off against this Chiefs' defense? Because Spagnuolo is pretty good.
Yeah, he is good. Sorry for the connection, guys. I think it's on my end. But the really the case across the board is you've got to continue to run the football, right? You got to continue to get Javonte Williams going in the right direction and consistently run the football against this front seven that still has Chris Jones, still has Nick Bolton, still has capable players up front, because if you're not able to run the football, then you can't set up play action. And the Chiefs have actually been pretty downright bad against play action this year. They're bottom 10 in the league in terms of passing yardage allowed on play action down the field. And of course, Dak has the highest passer rating out of any quarterback on play action. So I think if you're going to have success against Spagnuolo on defense, it's going to be all predicated off of the run and the way that you set it up early in the game and continue to have capable running game in the early going.
Would you anticipate Pickens having another big game after what he's been doing? And it doesn't seem like these teams are saying, hey, we got to stop him as much as they're like, we're going to stop everything else and we'll see if Pickens can not be as effective.
I think at some point it's going to switch, right? I think at some point you're going to look at it and say, we can't let this guy go for 140 yards and a touchdown every time, but then you're leaving CeeDee Lamb open, then you're leaving the middle of the field open for Jake Ferguson or whoever wants to be in the middle of the field. So I think they're comfortable saying, let's keep Pickens and keep everybody to the boundary here. Let's take away the middle of the field and dare Dak Prescott and George Pickens to beat them. I think he's already shown it doesn't matter what defense he's going up against. Is it the Philadelphia defense that had allowed under 10 points in each of the previous 2 weeks, or if it's the Raiders defense, who, of course, we saw what the Raiders were doing going into that game. So I do think Pickens has already proven that he is a capable number one guy, but I also don't want to necessarily say that it's out of the realm of possibility that he starts seeing the coverage and then things open up for guys like CeeDee Lamb and Jake Ferguson. It really is a pick-your-poison scenario.
It sounds like then you will not support my controversial new idea for the Cowboys offense where they just run slants to Pickens or Lamb on every single play ever.
I'm okay with that.
Yes.
The amount of open field that they can create just by those quick slants and those quick passes. I think there's a stat on Next Gen. I don't have it. Bobby may have it. I know he looks at that kind of stuff too. But there was a stat on
he's
next
polishing
gen.
His phone now.
Is Bobby? Bobby's not even looking in the right direction.
No. He's, because you said that, he polished his phone to get ready for it.
Like someone
it.
Would clean
oh,
up
nice.
An apple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. Okay, but yeah, there's like a next gen stat that's out there that, in terms of quick passes, Dak Prescott has more passing touchdowns than anybody else in the league. I think it's like 14 touchdowns, zero interceptions on short to intermediate pass attempts, which I don't know if that's entirely accurate. It's all off the top of the head right now, but it's been good to say the least. So anytime you get them open, I'm all for it. So if that's what you want to do, Kevin, I think I'm all for it.
Hell yeah. Now, I wanted to talk some more about Brevin Spanford and what he has done, not only on special teams, but becoming a tremendous run blocker, especially as a tight end.
Yeah, that's been the biggest step forward for him, in my opinion. And we saw it a little bit in training camp. The ability to be a capable inline blocker is something that he had already done. But the capability as a receiver and a route runner and to win at the line of scrimmage and then to create some separation, all of those things were added in and sprinkled in as he's kind of grown over these last couple of years with the Cowboys. So his size is always going to give him an advantage as a blocker, but his mobility and the way that he moves laterally is what's going to give him an extra step above everybody else. And I think we've seen that from Reverend Spanford. I'm happy for him that he finally got that first touchdown. But I really do. I want to see more of it. And we've talked about this a couple times on our shows on the Cowboys.com side of things. But I really want to see more of Brevin Spanford in this offense because I think he is a weapon that they haven't necessarily unleashed entirely yet.
Okay, Kyle, so I asked Tommy this question yesterday when he was on with us. But right now it still feels a little ridiculous to be talking playoffs if you're the Cowboys. They're still very much on the outside looking in. But
even if they win.
One game at a time.
So at what point, how many games, when does this winning streak have to continue to? To what point do you start saying, all right, we got to slow down and start talking about this team as a playoff team? Does it have to go through Detroit? Does it have to get a week past that? When are you looking at like and saying, all right, this is where this team is actually in playoff talk?
I think if you win the next two, then you're back in it because you're 7-5-1. You're probably right on the cusp of being in the playoff picture at that point in time because you're defeating a team in Detroit that's also kind of right around that same bubble at the moment. Does that mean you can let up and just kind of coast the rest of the season? Absolutely not. I still don't think you can afford to lose more than one more game, especially if it's an NFC game. Then you win against Kansas City, but you lose against Detroit. That NFC picture gets a little more muddied up because you need that tiebreaker because you have that tie kind of lingering in the background. So I think you really only have one more slip-up available down the stretch, and then maybe if you get through these next two, which is the toughest part of your schedule, I think that's when you can really start looking at it as there's a path here to the playoffs, and you've just beaten three teams. You're on a four-game win streak, but you've beaten three teams that have been either playoff contenders or the tops in their conference over the last two or three seasons. So that's where I think it would start for me. Plus, it gets to the point if they do end up getting in at any point in time, if they get into the playoffs, in order to do so, they're going to be on one of the hottest streaks in the NFL, just an absolute heater getting into the tournament. So not only are you talking about them as a playoff contender, but you're talking about a team that has just gone on a run. Can they continue that run when you get to the postseason?
Which feels a lot different than what we've seen, even in some of the 12-5 seasons, when it felt like you've kind of like lumbered your way into the playoffs.
Yeah, I think the one exception was probably that 23 season. You had beaten Detroit late in the year, and you kind of had a lot of momentum. You were pretty healthy going into it. But then that's what was so disappointing about the Green Bay game. I mean, that was what was so detrimental at that point in time when Green Bay came into AT&T Stadium and annihilated the Cowboys in that wild card round. That was what was such a steep drop-off because I thought that was the best they've been set up going into the postseason. But even then, it wouldn't compare to the one-loss or two-loss stretch that Dallas would have to go on now following the bye week to even get into the playoffs.
Appreciate it very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again next week, probably back in our usual time frame.
Yeah, sounds good, guys. Sorry for the connection again. I was trying to make it happen, but messed it up instead.
Appreciate it very much.
And it lost
right
there.
It's about to drop out right there.
Good timing.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Bobby Belt is here. Alec Medford has entered the chat as well. We've got cards to open that I think Bobby bought.
Yeah, I did.
So how
about, I don't know if they're good. If they're bad, that's Alec's fault.
No, no. And Mosaic Football like just came out, so that's new as well. Perhaps we open some cards and do some Are You Better?
God dare you.
I mean, I support that idea. All rolled into one next right here on The Fan. Oh.
And
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Doesn't Choppy hate Kevin Harlan? Isn't that
no?
The...
He just thinks he's too excited.
Okay.
For games, which
right.
feels like his fundamental job, and he's like, it's too much.
Yeah,
it's. He's like, it's a regular season game.
Yeah, he's
tone
like,
it down.
It's a game in September. Nobody cares. Which, like, I think that's a ridiculous claim. Unless you're talking about Gus Johnson. Gus Johnson could tone it back a little.
Yeah, and see, here's the thing. When I went to UNT and we were in our broadcasting school of excellence there, that was one of the things that Hank Dickinson taught us. I went to go study under Bill Mercer. Bill Mercer said,
"Great, Bill.
Yes, absolutely." And I remember, you know, being able to interview him at the newspaper when you and I were working together.
Yeah.
And I was like, "This is the best 30 minutes of my life. It was awesome." And I was like, "I'm going to go study under that guy." And he had retired that year, so I was like, "Dang!" But Hank turned out to be awesome, and it was wonderful. But one of the things they taught me was, at the end of the game, you got to have as much energy as you had at the beginning of the game because the moment's as big. So you got to figure out how to pace yourself, you know, almost. But
that
also,
was Nico's role tool. That's why he traded Luka.
Because fortune favors the bold.
Are
You Better is a segment where we find out if Kevin thinks he's better than everybody that was born today. 877-881-1053. You can text in
you
right
pass
now
out cards
and let let Kevin know if
Bobby
you think
bought
you're better
cards.
Than him. Bobby, here you go. You can open those bad boys right there.
I'm gonna save a. Oh, he wants the big purple pack or blue. Is that blue or purple?
Purple.
Okay. It's blue and purple.
Oh yeah.
My apologies
to
my daughter Lucy has showed up with my wife and I just she's so awesome and I just think she's so cool.
Why are you apologizing?
I got a little shell shocked, you know, from
are you worried we're going to say something bad?
she's a little worried about it now. All right, Kevin, turning 51 today. Mm. We the best music, DJ Khaled.
All I do is win, no matter what, except against DJ Khaled, because he's going to be like the self-promotion there is phenomenal. And you know what? I like him. He can be better than me.
Okay, I like that. I
think you did the right thing. You put cards in front of me,
mm-hmm.
And so I'm like,
now you're kind. You're
yeah,
kind human
exactly.
Because you have cards in your hand.
Yeah, you've definitely seen swings in my emotions already today.
You are a swinger. Turning 36 today.
No,
Rita Ora. Do you know who Rita Ora is?
Is she another musician?
She's a singer.
She's a British musician.
She is a musician.
Oh, okay.
And she's like a discount Rihanna.
Yeah, that, I think he's right about that. And she's married to Tiki Waititi?
Waititi?
Yeah, that's her husband.
Oh, yeah, I like him. Now, a couple of different rookies.
He's got a fun voice.
Real quick in this pack, Ashton Jeanty, who was supposed to be good at football but is not. And then Carson Schlesinger, who is not supposed to be amazing, and he is, and that is going to be a rookie of the year, I think.
See,
if you were to pass it down to Derek.
If you were listening to the draft show, you would have heard. Okay, so I think I got a good one. I don't know. You tell me if that's a good card. I don't know if that's a good card. But it's a Travis Hunter card, and it's got, like, cool designs.
It's a rookie card.
Yeah, Sean's going, like, to me. He doesn't think it's that good.
Because he doesn't think Travis Hunter's any
and
good.
And I just dropped it.
Oh, my gosh, Bobby.
The corners are already bent. It's worth nothing.
I got a Caleb Johnson rookie card. Variety card.
Jaden Blue, also supposed to be good and is not.
Oh, man. You know what I like is that you actually pulled out. Oh, what?
That's a pretty looking card. I don't know if it's any good.
Mr. Pickens.
It's like a holographic card.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pink one.
Why do you
right
hate
there?
George Pickens so much?
Well,
I thought you would sound for that. There you go. Please
don't say that.
Are these? See, I don't know. When I was a kid, we always saw holographic. We're like, that's a good card.
Yeah, there's a parallel. One bad thing about the modern hobby is there are too many parallels, unfortunately. So that does not.
What about like if they put a special label on it, like Epic Performers? I don't know if that's supposed to be good or not.
Here's kind of what you're looking for. Here's another Travis Hunter. I won't drop it.
You are looking for rookies.
Notoriety. A Derrick Henry notoriety.
You're looking for rookies.
Good?
You're looking for autos.
So these don't
autogram. He doesn't
autogram cards.
Yeah,
yes.
autogram cards or numbered cards.
Yes.
If you get them out of there.
If you get autogram,
they all have numbers.
That'll be work
football.
Out for you.
Oh my gosh.
Good call.
No longer with us, Kevin. Died in 2023. Tina Turner.
Oh,
I'm better than Tina Turner. Dancer,
okay, so I am going to say that I'm better than Rita Ora.
No, it's Rita Ora.
Okay, but Tina Turner is responsible for one of my favorite moments ever at the newspaper. Because we were talking about the song "What's Love Got to Do with It,"
and I know
people are going to be like, "Well, you could just look it up on Google." That's not fun. We were having a conversation about is it "What's Love" but a secondhand in motion or a secondhand emotion?
All right.
And
did you look it up on
secondhand
Google?
Secondhand emotion.
Yeah, and so one of the guys we work with, Justin, we asked him. He didn't even break stride walking by, and he goes "secondhand emotion" and just kept walking. And we're like, "Oh, okay." He said it with such confidence that I believed it.
Confidence is important.
Yeah, I believe in Tina Turner. She can be better than me and deader than me.
Okay, yeah, that is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is me changing my answer going to bring her back to life?
Oh, my gosh.
Don't think so.
Also, no longer with
Say
us.
Say something about Ike.
No longer
I like
with
Ike.
Us. Cartoonist Charles Schultz.
Oh, I meant Dwight Eisenhower.
Wow.
No.
You guys heard Hagee.
Shoot. I meant the president, son of a gun.
I got a Michael Irvin card.
Look at that.
That's fun.
Charles Schultz.
Oh,
also
yeah.
dead.
Yeah. He drew pictures of peanuts.
He did. And he taught us important messages. And one thing I don't know if people know about this, he took a stand along the way at a time where we were not particularly racially tolerant as a nation and said, fine, if you're not going to take some of these cartoons, you don't get my cartoon. So that was a bold stance for him at a time that he used his power for good. So, yeah, he could be better than me.
Yeah, that one's Dude, just think of all the entertainment we got out of Charlie Brown.
For sure.
Our whole lives, everything, every year, Thanksgiving, right?
Like, did you ever think the Great Pumpkin was really going to come on
yes,
by?
Yes, that little Christmas tree, was it a sad Christmas tree? No, that was a Christmas tree that brought everybody together.
And he taught us about Jesus.
Yeah, he taught us.
Yes.
I have a question. So you said if they're numbered. They all have numbers on the back. So what do you mean by if they're numbered?
Okay, so there will be like kind of a stamp.
A number out of?
Yeah, on the card. Yeah. Okay, so not just the regular base numbers. Yes.
Okay.
Turning 57 today, Sean Kemp.
Dude, Sean Kemp.
He's in jail, I think.
He is in jail. Also one of the most prolific lovers out in the world. He has like 9 kids with 9 different people. Oh, too many kids alert. I don't know. I don't know what that was. But like, How many baby mamas or baby daddies do you get to where you're like, that's enough? Is it three? I'm asking. Derek, hey, look, as somebody who has two baby mamas, mm-hmm. I get it.
I mean, if you're being told, like, I don't know, like, a baby was the end result of it.
Yeah.
But I assume it was just he thought he had endless options, not like, I don't think he was doing it for procreation.
Okay, I got you. What do you think about this Cam Scataboo card?
Bobby said I think it's trash.
He'd never make it.
He's not making it right now.
Oh,
that's for
he
sure.
Got hurt.
Turning 30
You know
today.
What? I think Cam Scataboo could run for as many yards per carry right now with 1 foot than he could when he was playing regularly. Hey. So.
Turning 30 today. Should he have been the MVP this year, Cal Raleigh?
Oh, the big dumper.
Derek, I contend that a guy that has to manage catching duties as well as hit bombs like he did this year should have been the MVP.
I agree. Also, to not have any pass balls either.
Are you kidding me? I didn't know that stat.
Yeah.
See in your face, Kevin. No pass balls.
What? I'm not against him.
I mean, don't get me wrong. What Aaron Judge did is impressive.
Spectacular.
But, I mean, you got to.
Oh, is this where the nerd stats come in? Because his OPS was 200 points higher than Cal Raleigh?
Yeah, correct. But if you're going to be a nerd, then you should calculate the other side of it, too. It's MVP. You know, it's not just.
What do you think about the fact that he hit significantly better when catching?
What do I think?
Is that more impressive, or is it like, look, you didn't. All you had to do was hit. All you had to do was hit, and your OPS was like 780 when you were designated hitter.
When you're catching and you're engaged in the game more than you would as if you're a DH, you're just kind of sitting there waiting your turn.
There are a lot of people who their numbers are significantly better when they're in the field. Like, I think it's the majority of guys.
Wyatt Langford was one of those guys, too. Turning 41 today, Matt Carpenter.
I think by the way, Wyatt Langford is still waiting for his first career home run as a DH. He may just have one.
Oh, wow.
About midway through the season, he was still waiting.
Better than Sean Kemp, but not better than Cal.
Tell me if those are good.
Okay. Matt Carpenter turns 41 today.
From the band, the Carpenters?
No, from the baseball.
Oh. Wait,
yeah, he was the replacement for Karen.
Yeah, neat.
No, that's not true. He spend like a minute with us in spring training?
Yeah, and screw him if he played for the Cardinals. I'm going to say better.
And turning 66 today, Harold Reynolds.
Yeah, Harold Reynolds, who always talks like this, doesn't actually complete a single word he says.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap, dude. Also, wasn't there some other stuff?
Yeah, there's other things we can joke about that are much more serious. I was just going
to
go for the
voice. I don't want
voice.
To joke about those. I think you've misinterpreted my statement.
You were joking about Ike Turner a few minutes ago.
No, I thought we were talking about Dwight Eisenhower. I did misunderstand
Why would you in a million years think we were joking about Dwight Eisenhower when we just got done talking about
Tina
Turner?
Because you said, do you like Ike? And that was his slogan, I like Ike.
It's true. That is what happened. If we're going to recount it, we've
got
to recount
it appropriately. But not Mike and Ike.
So that's one of the presidential elections we didn't recount.
Turning 73 today. Harry Carson, former New York Giants linebacker.
That feels like a better situation.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he's a Giant?
We won because nobody knew how to kick field goals back then.
Better! Turning 80 today. Art Schell, also a great football player. Did he just get in the Hall of Fame?
Did he just get in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
All right. I'm going to need you to fact check because that could make the difference. All right. Look, I've been kind of rude on here. I will say that Art Schell is better than me.
Turning 28 today, Malik Davis. Running
back, your
Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, hey, whatever keeps Jaden Blue off the field, you know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
So, hey, actually, I'm just kidding. Jaden Blue keeps himself off the field.
Jeez.
Malik Davis kept himself off the field at one point in his career, too. And he grew up and he matured and... That is the example I think the Cowboys would like to use for Jaden Blue.
Okay, so fair to say then, the primary issue that is keeping him off the field right now
is him. 100%.
Okay.
Malik Davis literally, before the Tampa Bay playoff game, had to be like pulled onto the airplane by Skip Pete because he was like, I'm not going to play anyway. And they're like, get on the plane.
Wow. Malik Davis?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
I actually heard him tell that story the other day. He had to
grow up a little bit. And I'm not reporting anything I saw on the plane, if anybody, and statute of limitations have passed Cowboys PR. But, no, I'm literally just talking about a story that was told to me by a couple different people with the team couple of years ago.
Yeah, so. And you kind of made that comparison with Jaden Blue.
Yeah, where Jaden Blue is at a point where he's just he's maybe a little down in the dumps a little bit, and it's a good example of saying, well, look where Malik Davis got to. You can do the same thing. You can learn how to be a pro through this.
Turning 37 today, Maria Sanchez, tennis player. You're the only person I know that watches tennis.
Yeah.
So that's like there might be more people. But yeah, you're the only one I know.
She's not good enough. That's not going to cut
who
it.
Who was the tennis better. Player who got stabbed? Was that
Monica
Steffi
Graf? Selles.
Monica Seles.
No, it was a Steffi Graf super fan, supposedly, that stabbed Monica Seles.
I have an interesting story about her.
We have
her.
So many instances of like attacks in female sports like that.
Why do you think
also,
that is?
I don't know. We also had it with Nancy Kerrigan and Tonya Harding, and I think there was one more. Everybody against Caitlin Clark, like that one too.
Yeah, that is interesting. How do we do? How do we pull cards, guys? How do we do?
You know,
we got what's the best card we got?
We got some more work to do.
It's definitely this Travis Hunter parallel elevate.
The one that he dropped?
Yeah.
Oh,
the one I bent all the corners.
Oh, Bobby.
I just wanted it to fit in the plastic, so I bent it a little bit.
The
so that
plastic is made for the cards to fit in there as is.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you wanted room to breathe.
I thought you were having to mold it a little bit. I understand. I felt that way
okay,
the first
did you collect
time, too.
Pokemon cards back in the day?
No, but my older son did.
Okay, so we had my dad had always promised my sister, like, yeah, if I ever open a pack and I get a Charizard in there, you can have it, which at the time was like the card.
Oh, yeah.
And he opened a dollar pack one time and had a holographic Charizard in there, and he gave it to her, and she had got it like completely bent and destroyed within 3 days.
What?
Yeah, it wasn't good. Just we just bought it at a 7-Eleven in Farmers Branch on Josie Lane.
Okay.
And it was, but I mean, that was 25 years ago. I don't know if that's still a honey hole.
That is a big time card, if it's the card I'm thinking of.
It was. It was the exact card you're thinking of because we looked it up years later and we're like, thanks for ruining our lives, sis.
What a KNC masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, you guys want to go for another round of Overreaction or Reality?
Let's do that. I like
Let's
it.
Let's get some more cards, too.
Okay, great. We are at a card shop. RJ Dukes will do it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan, and I'm trying to catch up on some of these questions. One of the fun things is there's been a ton of people here at RJ Dukes all day long, and I want to remind everybody that Pizza ISD has their food truck outside, and my little boy was amazed at that. He goes, they have pizza on a school bus? And he just thought...
Great
that,
pizza.
Yes, yes.
Really good.
And so they will be out here until about 3:30. And here's what I want to encourage you to come on by and get a pizza from Pizza ISD. The Tolo is all who's doing that is also donating a package, a pizza party. And his family is in Disney at Disney right now. He waited and is going to fly out tomorrow to be here with us today. So would love to reward him for all of that. People were asking about Pokemon cards. I can't give you all the specifics right now, but they have tons of options for Pokemon cards and good prices.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Prices and sales going on. And then somebody asked about getting cards graded. Well, that's one of the great things we talked about having Market to Mint here is they can help you out with all of those and you don't have to worry about sending them off and having the cards out of your site before they even get to anybody. You can do that on site right here, right now. Now, we've got Alec Medford with us as well. And Bobby has gone on a little bit of a spending spree here.
Did I? So I was looking at those boxes. Cody and Tolo Steve told me that whoever was on the box, I was guaranteed to get a jersey card of them in that box, and it was Cooper Flagg.
Is that not accurate? No.
What Steve said.
Guaranteed autographed jersey, right?
Isn't yeah, that what he, that's what he said.
Whoa.
He, said it came with a meet and greet, too.
Yeah.
Then you got the greatest deal ever on that box.
Was I lied to?
Yes, you definitely were. You definitely were lied to.
Peer pressure works.
I guess so. But they got a Topps basketball hobby box. It is 2025-26, and it's got Cooper Flagg on there. So, Alec, if you want to open some of those, I don't know if Derek or Bobby wants to get involved.
Pass them around.
We can also do some overreaction or reality at the same time. Yeah, different than what you're used to passing around, huh?
What do you mean by that?
Are you talking to me?
Nope.
What happened?
Oh.
All right.
Wait, we passed
G-Bag's off today.
That's right.
What does that mean?
Wait, isn't Dawson?
No, don't ask
G-Bag
Bobby.
G-Bag likes a lot of vapes.
Yeah.
We're passing vapes around?
No.
What?
No. That is... G-Bag looks like they're picking a new pope in their studio.
God. So, we're going to do some overreaction or reality.
Well, that was reality. Overreaction. I just was alerted by one of our great Tolos that donated the Three Little Bears cabin that Mike Gundy might be linked to the UNT in the conversation for head coach there. And I just don't know how to feel about that.
Oklahoma State alum Cody is laughing his head off over here.
And I just don't know how I feel.
And is this what we're at right now?
Is this for us? Yes, but there's more on top of that. So, that's the number I was given by one person, but she doesn't have all the numbers.
Okay. Well, look, I guess I'll say this then. We are currently at the third highest amount we've ever raised for Peace-a-thon, but I still think we can do significantly better, both for donations, for auctions, spread the word, or just listen. Thank you to everybody who has been checking in. Thank you to everybody who's even been sharing our auction and donations list. Gentlemen, overreaction to reality. And Bobby, I want to start with you.
Okay.
When all is said and done and he retires, Dak Prescott will go down as the third best quarterback in Cowboys history.
That's an overreaction. He will go down as the first best quarterback. No, I'm kidding. No, it's too muddied. I think most people, there's the guys who won Super Bowls and then everybody else. So if he wins a Super Bowl, he'll go down as the third best. If he doesn't, then he'll go down as everybody else.
Do you think, like, it's Don Meredith?
Is Romo everybody else?
Yes, Romo is everybody else.
Okay.
Romo, Danny White, Don Meredith, they're all everybody else.
Do you think Don Meredith is a cut above the rest of them?
No,
or is
I don't.
The perception is?
Perception might be, but it's not.
Okay.
I don't believe he is.
Corey, you correctly predicted, of course, that he would have all of the passing records.
Yeah.
But overreaction or reality.
I got it.
Autograph or?
Kristaps Porzingis.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. That's a power player.
Did you hear the audible cheer for that? Get the hell out of here.
I just pulled an Ace Bailey.
So Vijay Edgecombe and Con Knepel have become big time.
Is it Edgecombe or Edgecombe?
What are you doing?
It's Edgecombe, and I already saw that.
I got it.
Oh, he did get it. What did he get?
Whatever you said.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Derek, we need more explanation.
Oh, it's Con Knepel.
Look, dude.
Is that a decent card? I have no idea.
No, yeah, that's a really good card. Con Knepel might have moved up to co-favorite for Rookie of the Year, and it's a hollow
Cooper Flagg
jersey card
so
as well.
Bad.
Yeah, you shut up. Man, this is an awesome card. I actually really, really like this card.
Well, cool. It's not yours.
That Corey, overreaction to reality. Dak will go down as the third best quarterback in Cowboys history.
Does he need to win a Super Bowl? Is that part of the question?
See, I don't.
I think he needs to.
If he wins one, then I think he could definitively.
All of his
third.
Stats, like opposed to, like I did, Bobby, a long time ago when Dak replaced Romo, I said, hey, in 10 years, if he's healthy, he'll have every single passing record. A, because the game's changed, but B, because
he's better.
He's good. And Romo had
legitimately better than Romo.
Romo Romo had his flaws.
Yeah,
but people love Tony Romo. Dak definitely has his flaws. A Super Bowl would put him in that. Two Super Bowls would definitely have a conversation because then the passing records and what he was able to accomplish at the end of his career if he was able to pull that off. But
it's interesting that you say a conversation. I think he could win 4 or 5
and
Super Bowls
be Roger.
In a row, and people will be like, well, he's not Roger.
Well, and see, that's another fascinating thing, too, because every single person that feels that way about Roger lived in that time and watched him. We have admiration, but we feel a certain way about Troy. And so if Dak was able to do something like that, we would have watched it happen. And there would be like this indisputable evidence in our mind that we saw this go down. He's got to be better. Plus the numbers. Like, I think that would be, you would have that conversation then because a new generation has the voice.
Overreaction or reality, the Vikings will have a new starting quarterback in 2026.
It's an overreaction. Ooh, overreaction. Everybody needs to slow down.
Whoa.
Everybody needs to
Man,
slow
you
down.
You sound kind of angry
McCarthy.
About that.
I'm a little angry about it. Everybody's
Why?
Gotta, look, you got the Michigan man here. Because we've seen that. Like, it used to be you held on to quarterbacks too long. People move on from quarterbacks too fast now. That's how you get Geno Smith and Sam Darnold and Ryan Tannehill and Baker Mayfield and all these guys who have it click later in their careers. That's why. And so, no, it's too quick to move on from the guy. We're talking about the only two victories he has yet are a guy making big-time plays on the road in division games to beat the Bears and the Lions, the two best teams in their division right now. And so, yeah, I think that's way too fast. That's an overreaction. If it's a reality, then Kevin O'Connell is dumber than I thought.
I got a Bronny James card.
Oh.
Yeah, throw it out.
You basically got a me card then. Congratulations.
I got a Scion James card.
Oh. Okay. Oh, oh yeah, yeah.
Does
yeah.
that one work?
Yeah.
Like the car, a Scion?
I got a Dirk Nowitzki card.
No, you did.
Derek, is it safe to say you agree? Overreaction?
I agreed with him on that. I think it's an overreaction for sure. I mean, it's his first year. He's got to stay a little healthy, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to be consistent when you can't stay on the field.
Now, I did pull a Kobe White green parallel numbered out of 99.
He is a trendsetter. That's why kids these days go Kobe, and then they shoot stuff.
Mm-hmm. I've often said that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Overreaction to reality. Franchise quarterbacks coming back from injury shouldn't play if their team has nothing to play for.
Oh, man. Are you talking about Aaron Rodgers right now?
He's
a franchise quarterback.
I was more Joe Burrow, but you can throw Jaden Daniels in that mix
Okay, so Joe Burrow has career goals also, right?
Sure.
So why would Joe Burrow not want to come back and play?
He might get hurt again when there's nothing on the line.
But he also has, like, a contract to uphold. And so,
I would think the team would take a look at that too and be like,
"Yeah, butts in seats, right? For a season that's lost, at least they're showing up for Joe Burrow." So I think I'm against that. Players want to play; they only have so many seasons in their career, and only so many games as well. So I think that they want to show up and play.
Bobby, you agree with that?
What was the question again? Derek and I were talking about Kobe White and where he's vacationed before.
The Colorado joke.
Plus, think about this. Think about all those times that you a couple Fridays ago, you didn't have your voice, but you showed up anyway because you wanted to be there.
That's true.
When Tolo go in the parking lot.
He wanted
the
Tolo go in the parking
lot. That is not what happened.
That's a fact.
I would tell you if that's what happened.
He said franchise quarterbacks whose teams have nothing to play for shouldn't play. Referring to Joe Burrow.
Reality. They shouldn't. They will, but they shouldn't.
Yeah, I'm probably with you.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's hard to talk somebody out of not playing.
Okay.
You want to be out there for your guys. They're out there battling for you.
So you definitely want to get out there and play.
All right. I like that positivity. By the way, a couple things I want to point out people's attention to. Package 134 on Peace-a-thon, Hank Aaron framed autographed jersey, only at $7.25. And package 131, the Houston Arrows mid to late 70s hockey stick that is signed by the entire team, including Gordie Howe, is at $3.20. So lots of good stuff happening on the site.
We got to get those up.
Let's and you're going to put those Kobe White cards up there too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if it didn't drive other people who had to do that work insane, I would file.
Never mind, Adrian. That's not going to happen.
No, I'd have all kinds of things going through
there.
You
want to put this Jonathan Mogbo card up?
Oh, no.
All right.
We don't need to.
Dang
it was just a question.
I wanted that.
Yeah. All right. I've given everybody else this opportunity, and I know I'm going to regret this.
Yes. Here I don't even know what it is, but if you're about
Bobby,
to regret it, get on that dump button, Trevor.
Any other thoughts, words of wisdom that don't start with F that you want to share with us?
Oh, sure. I just want to know how you believe it's pronounced Comegys Creek.
What do you think it is?
Come guys.
Jeez.
It's Comegys.
He's just going based
on what
he
sees. I think it's Comegys.
It's just because that rhymes with your name.
Well, the only reason you want to say it the other way is because you think it sounds dirty.
No, because I was taught to sound things out.
Uh-huh. Were you?
Yeah.
Phonics.
Victim of the satanic public school system.
It's a joke.
Kevin, is this a weird thing?
I just only have 30 seconds left to make Kagi sweat.
In the package of cards that I got, a Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki card were back to back.
Oh.
Is that weird? That's a coincidence.
No, I hear why you think it's
wild.
Weird.
There's a Larry Bird card in here. Like
look
it just
at
seems
that,
like
dude.
He doesn't
John
even
Stockton's
play anymore.
Right
there's a John Stockton one too.
I got a Steve Kerr.
Let's talk about John Stockton and the things he says nowadays.
No.
Derek, update us on what he's been saying.
Louise. I don't know what
coming
he says. Up
we gotta next. Go, yeah. Coming up next, we bring in
Comegys up next.
Gavin Dawson for hour number 9 of Peace-a-thon, and we will kick it off with Texas Rangers first baseman Jake Berger right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.